everyone. I know, it's been a minute. And of course, I am stealing from one of my favorite podcasts with Sam Sanders on NPR called It's Been a Minute. Just in case you don't know who I am and you're new to this podcast, my name is Kalima D'Souza. I am the founder and owner of Café con Libros, an intersectional feminist bookstore, and the host of Black Feminist and Bookish Podcasts. The last time you heard from me, I was talking excitedly about the relaunch of the podcast, and that was my best intention at that point. I am coming today with some bittersweet news. I have decided after much deliberation that I am putting Black Feminist and Bookish Podcasts on hold for now, and here's why. Due to the pandemic, it's been hard to manage this podcast under the current model that we have, which is the person who chooses the book is then my co-host for that episode. And prior to the pandemic, when we would meet in the same space, all we would do is have the book club and then transition directly into recording the podcast. Because we are all across the country in different time zones, our lives are just turned upside down. It has been a nightmare trying to schedule folks for the podcast, much less get them interested in having yet another Zoom meeting. So it's just been really difficult and frustrating, and it's not what I want to do. I really love this podcast. I really love podcasting. I love talking about books. And I felt like it's time for me to find a way to do this that is sustainable and can grow. So excited to announce that while I am putting down Black Feminist and Bookish, for now, I am now picking up and launching a podcast called, get ready for it, Leyendo la Diaspora, Reading the Diaspora with Joanna Burgos, a fellow Latinx bookish activist. Y'all, you heard her on a podcast about Lobizona, where we were both geeking out about this book. Loved it. Loved her so much. I was like, this is the answer. We need a co-host that is going to be the person every month. Not that I'm trying to find a new person every month. So for the foreseeable future, I will read all Latinx books with Joanna and discuss them. And honestly, y'all, I'm really looking forward to the stability of having someone by my side every month and reading a Latinx diaspora. Here's the thing. I identify as Afro-Latinx. However, the world has looked at me as a Black person. And so a lot of my reading and my activism have come from the Black feminist perspective and the Black feminist canon. And I have read like all the prominent readings in the Latinx diaspora, but I don't feel like I have done the deep dive that it deserves. So I am so excited to launch this. So you see why I said earlier that this is bittersweet, because I'm letting go of one thing and starting something new, which is both scary, exciting, like it just feels good. It feels good. So let's just see how it goes. Stay tuned for all the sounds, all the things, everything new that's coming up. Thank y'all so much for all the support that you have given us over the years. Thank you for listening to Black Feminist and Bookish. It started off as Cafe Conversations for the Cafe, then it moved to Black Feminist and Bookish, and now I'm starting something new. This is what it is to be a small business owner, continuously reinventing ourselves to make sure that whatever we're doing, the things that we love, we're doing it with integrity and we're doing it in a way that is sustainable. So anyway, thank y'all. And I really hope that you join me and Joanna in the weeks to come. We're launching just in time for Latinx History Heritage Month. I'm sending y'all all love and grace. Thank you.